This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A woman who has accused U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault has agreed to testify before a Senate panel. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the Senate Judiciary Committee had delayed a vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation after California professor Christine Blasey Ford's allegations emerged last week and her lawyers and committee staff were negotiating conditions of her testimony.
In an apologetic tweet directed toward Brett Kavanaugh, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley wrote that he wanted to hear from Christine Blasey Ford and had granted her another extension, saying he hoped Kavanaugh would understand. Ford's attorneys had called Grassley's deadline arbitrary and said its sole purpose was to bully Ford and deprive her of her ability to make a considered decision. That decision, they said, has life-altering implications for her and her family. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iranian state media report at least 25 people were killed and more than 60 wounded in an attack on a military parade in the Arab Ahvaz region of the country. Edward Uranian reports.
Heavily armed gunmen rained automatic weapons fire for more than 10 minutes on participants in a military parade in Iran's Arab Ahvaz region Saturday. Most of the victims reportedly belong to Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard. Iranian TV showed ambulances ferrying victims to nearby hospitals while survivors could be seen helping the injured. There are conflicting reports over who staged the attack, but both the Islamic State group and a group calling itself the Arab Struggle Movement for the Liberation of Ahvaz claimed responsibility.
That's reporter Edward Uranian from Cairo. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Divers on Saturday rescued a man from the wreckage of an overcrowded Tanzanian ferry that capsized on Lake Victoria Thursday, killing at least 207 people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
A man was rescued from the vessel on Saturday, according to a Reuters witness. Divers resumed their search inside the sunken ship after hearing signs of life. The man was rushed to hospital. His condition is unknown. Meanwhile, relatives stood by the shoreline awaiting news of their loved ones, among them some of the survivors. President John Magufuli has ordered the arrest of those responsible for the sinking. Some blame the accident on overcrowding. It's believed the boat was carrying more than 300 people.
Reuters reporter Lucy Fielder. Officials in North and South Carolina are warning residents that the danger of flooding is not over more than a week after Hurricane Florence pummeled the area with wind and heavy rainfall. At least 43 people were killed in the Carolinas and neighboring Virginia. Florence dumped up to 91 centimeters of rain on parts of North Carolina, where many areas remain cut off by flooding. Governor Roy Cooper is asking residents not to try to return home yet.
The storm itself is gone, but its treacherous flood waters remain. If you live in southeastern North Carolina, don't let your guard down. Stay alert for flood warnings and evacuation orders.
Access to the North Carolina port city of Wilmington, which was completely cut off by high water for days, has improved. However, officials said they did not know when evacuees would be able to return home. President Donald Trump has declared the area a disaster area, which makes it eligible, for federal assistance. Tensions between China and the United States escalated Saturday as China's foreign ministry summoned the U.S. ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, to issue a harsh protest against U.S. sanctions. The move came hours after China canceled trade talks with the U.S. following Washington's imposition of new tariffs on Chinese goods. The statement on the Chinese Foreign Ministry website says it is a serious violation of the basic principles of international law and a hegemonic act. The ministry also wrote that the Sino-Russian military cooperation is the normal cooperation of the two sovereign states, and the U.S. has no right to interfere. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reports China had planned to send Vice Premier Liu to Washington next week for trade talks, but now those talks are off because of the Trump administration's tariffs. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.